Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. It's happening throughout up to the hour 8, Wednesday live, the name of the show. Thank you so much to Johann Elsie's back with you. Tomorrow, taking you through something else. And I always say, it's a joyride. Hey, Johann, you'll get some people calling on your show saying, you must pray for them because they think their parties might not win. Hey, son. Dominee, lots of work for you. Right, and lots of love, of course, Johann Els. And we're taking you through to 8 o'clock Wednesday live. We are going to be trying by all means to speak to Muruti Karabo Mraka. We will speak via voice notes because I don't know what had happened with the phone here, man. You can't phone, you can't get phone calls. So hey, I leave it there. And but the WhatsApps, I think the WhatsApps are working. The WhatsApps are working, I suppose. Let me check. The WhatsApps yesterday were working. In good working order. Yeah, they were. Okay, it looks like that. They're working. I could see someone sent a message some 2 minutes ago. So yes, they're working. Right, so we are taking you through it. And let's continue. Since we touched a bit of prayer, a bit of this. Oh, this song, man. Reminds me of Attridgeville, those hard times. It was so bad, man. I was eating in the streets. Can you believe it? Yeah. And we'd call on the name of the Father at all times, just like this.
Heavenly Father, Creator of all.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM, Sounds of Life.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Ah, the OJ is there. In the leading vocals there, Eddie Levett. Wow. Leon Huff and Kenneth Campbell are the ones who are the writers behind this album. Man, beautiful. All right, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends you and I are. And the question tonight is, are we losing touch with being Christ-like these days? Even though we refer ourselves to be followers of Christ, have we lost touch with being Christ-like? What was Christ like? Or what is Christ like? When you look into the word, what is he like? And then we look at ourselves, we do a comparison. Would we say we are straying off the real image of the Son of the Most High? Or have we become somewhat those kinds of people who are holding on to a pattern, but not to the life of the way? You get what I'm saying? People are holding on to a pattern in Kambiso, but abekho enkonzweni. The services are there. People are there in the services. What miracles. But are we as he is? Are we as he is? When the world is looking at us, do they see him? When the world is looking at us, do they see him? Do they see him for real? Or they just see a pattern, but not the real life? What kind of believers have we become to an extent that when people look at us, they wonder if Christ would be happy about the way we present ourselves? Have we lost touch? It is a question that comes to mind about being Christ-like. What does it mean? What is the beauty of being Christ-like? You know, Romans chapter 8 verse 29 says, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son." When people look at us, do they see the image of his Son? That he might be the firstborn amongst many brethren. Would people look at us and say, "You are of the brotherhood of Christ"? Or they just see a church member, a denomination, big church in the Vaal, big church in the Cape, big church in Gauteng, big church in Tshwane, big church in Mamelodi. Hey, manna. Big church in Kwamhlabuya Lingana, big church in Hamamabolo. Do they see Christ or they see big churches today? Let me read that verse again. Please mark it for yourself. Romans chapter 8 verse 29, it says, "For whom he foreknew," or "for him he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn amongst many brethren." And what had happened to our brotherhood? You know, it's a question that one has to put a thought on. What happened to our brotherhood? Today, we have this macho Christianity, men, masculine, what do they call it? Yeah, man. And then we have feminist Christians. We have all. Are we conforming to the image of the Son of the Most High, Yahuwah Elohim? That's all. And when it comes to whatever it is that is challenging the world, because it's supposed to be the light and the salt, the light of the world, the salt of the earth. Does the world see us as Christ? And as Christ would like to be seen? Does it see us as such? With regards to the earth, are we relating to the earth in a manner that Christ would? And I'm not talking what would Jesus do stuff and all that. I'm not talking about those things. I'm talking the real facts here. Are we Christ-like today? And when we look at ourselves, can we say without a doubt, indeed, we are seeing the true notion of being Christ-like? Or have we gone astray to such an extent that when people look at us, they wonder? And actually they say, if this is about Christ, the way in which these people are doing things, I'm fine. Geshapu, I'm balanced. I'm okay. People might be saying that at times, you know, and placing it across and saying, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. If that is the manner in which being the child of the Most High is all about, or being born again is all about, then I'm fine. I think I would stick to my ways of relating to my God, they would be saying such things. But I want to hear from you as to what you make, man. This verse just challenged me so much. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 49, it says, as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Eish, I even clapped my hands. Sorry. Just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Are we bearing that image of the heavenly man? I know it's easy to bear the image of the man of dust. Just look at our traditions, and our practices, our conducts. It's easy to see that. But there, with the heavenly man, hey, banna, o karo tsantse re boele morao, re lo ithuta ka Jesu Kriste.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
There you go. You can send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. That's 082-657-2729. And tell us how you feel about this. Are we losing touch with being Christ-like? The heavenly man. Are we losing touch with bearing the heavenly man? What has happened? And if we are not losing touch, show us how, man. I'm keen to learn that and to be happy about that. I'm keen to learn all the time. And we need to hear from you as to what you make of it.
Good evening. My brother Ray.
Good evening, sir.
I wish to take this time to greet you.
Thank
and
you.
To greet Pastor Kabamba and the listeners of Radio Pulpit, especially those that participate on this show of Wednesday Live. And I really am also grateful for your welcome onto the platform, in the mighty name of our Lord, our Savior, and the Messiah, Yeshua. May this program of tonight help all of us hear what the Spirit of God is saying.
Yes.
And may the Spirit help us to yield to the word of truth, the word of our Heavenly Father. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Muruti. Looking forward to hearing more from you on this issue. And the question stands, and the question is, are we as these verses are saying? And let me repeat the two verses. In Romans 8:29, it says, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. Are we conformed to the image of his son? It's a question I'm asking. And he says, so that he might be the firstborn amongst many brethren. If Christ would return now, would we be counted as his brethren? Because we have to look like him. Check it out. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Verse 49 says, as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Yes, we are born. We have been born, each and every one of us. And we bear the image of dust. You'd see it when you become sick. You'd see it when you have to go to theater. You'd see it. That, hey, yeah. You know? And when it comes to the heavenly man, are we bearing that quite clearly? Or somewhat, somehow, we had lost touch? And this is basically, perhaps, maybe, that we have substituted the mind of Christ with the mind of theology and religion. All where you find all these things, racism, bigotry, and all those kind of things, you find them there. But what about those who say we truly are children of the Most High and we love Him and we bear His name? Are we losing touch these days? When you look around you, people you used to be so actively involved with, are you still involved with them? In terms of preaching the gospel, living the life as children of the Most High, are we still seeing that? Or it is the opposite of that? Or people had grown cold over the years. People have grown cold over the years to an extent that they basically had taken over, you know, a life that one never thought one would take. Let's hear from you. Send me a WhatsApp, and that is 082-657-2729. When we come back, we are asking this question to Muruti Mraka.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
All right. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can talk to us there. But you can also, more effectively, I don't trust the phone today. More effectively, you can send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. And let's hear what you say. Muruti, the very aspect of being Christ-like, are we losing touch?
Mm-hmm. Yes, tonight, the big question is, are we losing touch of being being Christ-like? And what I gather from this question is that the main thing is to be like Christ. And now the concern is, are we failing in being like Christ? Are we deviating from having that as the main feature of our existence as children of God, those who have been begotten above, those who have been born again? And I would start by looking at Christ. The word Christ, in short, is the Messiah. It is the one who has been anointed in the times of Moses and those that followed Moses, anyone who was anointed had oil poured upon them, and they would be soaked in that oil from the head downwards. And the reason of pouring oil on anyone was to indicate that they are separated unto the service of YHWH, our Heavenly Father. And in the cases, at least there are three categories which are very clear, that there were those who were separated unto the service of priesthood, such as Aaron and his sons, and this was done by having them anointed with oil. And kings like David and his sons, they were anointed with oil. And prophets such as Elijah, they were anointed with oil as an indication that they are set apart for the service of YHWH. Priests were set apart to do priestly duties. Kings were set apart to reign, and prophets were set apart to bring specific messages from YHWH. And Yeshua HaMashiach didn't have oil poured upon him. He had the real thing poured upon him, because oil was a representation, was symbolic. The real thing was the Holy Spirit. And Yeshua, at his immersion in the River Jordan by John, when he came out of the water, the heavens opened, and the Holy Spirit came down upon him in the form of a dove, in something that looked like a dove. And the Father spoke and said, "This is my Son with whom I am well pleased." And in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, and I would like to read it so that it becomes a bit clear when we talk to the issue of him being the Messiah, the anointed one, that he himself had to say this about himself. That is Luke chapter 4, verse 18. And he's actually quoting Isaiah 61, verse 1 and 2. So he said, "The spirit of YHWH is upon me, because he has anointed me to evangelize the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach remission to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to send in remission those who are oppressed, to preach the acceptable year of YHWH." So these are the functions that he had to come and do. And we won't of necessity go into them basically one by one. All I will say is, in short, when we read John chapter 1, we hear that in the form that he came in, this Son of God, who was also the Son of Man. In John, it says, verse 17 of chapter 1, "For the Torah was given through Moshe, but grace and truth occurred through Jesus the Christ." And before that, it had been said in verse 14, and the word became flesh and tabernacled amongst us, and we studied his glory, the glory of the one of his kind of the Father, who was full of grace and truth. So we see that he was anointed to be the Son of God, encompassing the priest, king, prophet duties, and full of God's grace and truth. And that those who followed him could see, could notice, could study this glory that he had of being full of grace and truth. And it is through this grace that he has saved us who believed. And having believed, then, therefore, we are supposed to be like him. And this is where I am going, in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9, where it says, and verses that are following. Verse 9, it says, but we contemplate Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting for him, through whom are all things, and through whom all are... For it was fitting for him, through whom are all things, and through whom things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. So it was fitting for the Father to make Yeshua, Jesus, the captain of our salvation, perfect through suffering. For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one. For which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the church, I will sing hymns to you. Now, this is the Messiah claiming that we are his brethren, we are his brothers. Therefore, if the Messiah was full of grace and truth, we are being set apart. The one who makes us holy and us who have been made holy are all one. He is full and perfect and complete. We are in the process of being made to be in his image, to be Christ-like. Therefore, in the manner that he walked is the manner that we also should walk. I was reading Hebrews chapter 2 from verse 9 and I ended with verse 12. But if we read Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him out of death, and was heard because of his sensitivity. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience from the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Now, are we deviating from being Christ-like? And the main and resounding response currently would be, yes, mostly we are deviating because we are not following this which we have been reading to become like this one that we have been reading about. And I hope later on to expatiate on how are we deviating, because we hear in these scriptures that you have just read that we ought to be like him because he is the forerunner, he is the captain, he is the author, and we are the ones that are following behind him. And he's not ashamed to associate himself with us in that sense that he would call us his brothers. Yet if we do not walk the way he walked, we are actually deviating from being Christ-like. We are actually rejecting this association that he has extended towards us, that we should be his, we should be like him. Let me pause here, and I'll come back now to show what I believe is the area in which this deviation is being evidenced even in these days.
Thank you so much, Muruti. I really appreciate. And of course, you can send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729, 082-657-2729. I want to know as to what is your stance. Are we deviating from the image of the Christ? Have we gone off from being like him? If so, why? And how have we gone off from being like him? Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564, or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And here's another one. Let's see. It says, good evening, Brother Ray and your guests. It all started when the pastor was questioned Ngemali. It all started when the pastor was questioned Ngemali. Ukuthi kwenzakalani kwabe sekonakele wavele wabiza imeeting and cut off everyone from elders, ushers, worship team, etc. ngoba uthi akasazwakali makakhuluma. He's being questioned in his church, so henceforth he will run everything himself, and for those he has ordained and anointed, they can make use of themselves somewhere, not in his church. Ngisamangele, Brother Ray, ukuthi kanti sikhonza bani. If umuntu unama anointing akhona ukuwathatha back and afune i-offering ngenkani, I even nakuma pensioners, hayi sizani bafundisi kubi. Hey madoda. Wow. Hey, you can send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Yeah, that kind of drama is saying quite a lot, my brother or sister. It is telling us we basically might not be as Christ-like as we are supposed to be. That's a big problem we have. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let us hear what you say on this matter. Babu Bongani, thank you so much. Welcome, sir.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, your guest, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. The question, are we losing touch to be Christ-like? Romans chapter 8, verse 29 states that God predestined all believers to be conformed to the likeness of his Son. Into-ke esayibekelwa-ke ngaphambilini-ke nguNkulunkulu le ukuthi sifane-ke noJesu. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Christ-likeness is God's goal for all who believe in Christ. It should be also our goal. Being transformed is the process. Conformed is the finished product. We are transformed so that we can be conformed to the likeness of Jesus. We are in the making. There will be some products which will be unfinished, are those people who will fall on the way. There will be the rejects, those people who will be up to the end and also have faults, those will be rejected. And there will be the finished products, those who will be reach the end and or be completed product without fault, who will be righteous. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. To be Christ-like is resembling or showing the spirit of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 says that we are being transformed into Christ's likeness. Living a Christ-like life is to obey his teaching and giving our all, following his perfect example of complete obedience to God, along with loving service to everyone that we come into contact with. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. Christ loved righteousness and hated wickedness. We can read that in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 9. Christ hated sin. Attributes to become more like Christ: it's love and charity, knowledge, obedience, patience, and humility. Some of the things which makes us to lose touch to be Christ-like are these: religion, which gives false teachings; the life right in front of our eyes takes precedence and he loses first place; compromise because of wanting to be accepted; losing hope because of facing tough challenges; lose reality that he is alive, like Thomas did when he was told that he has risen. Thomas had some doubts. He believed when he saw the wounds where he was pierced. So we don't have to have the doubts about our Lord and Savior. We are to read the gospel and apply it each and every day. Have the desire to pursue holiness. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. we must keep also his commands as he also kept his father's command. We must walk in the light, walk just as he walked. During these difficult times, we need to focus on him. Our part is to pray faithfully in all situations we face. Our God is still on the throne. He is faithful for us to put our trust in him. He loves us dearly. I thank you. God bless you all in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Thank you so much, Babu Bongani. We really appreciate you, sir. Such a blessing you are, such wisdom. Thank you for teaching us and taking time to be used by the Father to talk to the nations about the very notion and the very nature of being Christ-like. What does it mean to be Christ-like? I need to hear from you. Send me a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Have we lost touch with being Christ-like? That WhatsApp from Jehovah is your name, man. I will read it again. Kulelu imali manje, and then people own the anointings. Hey, banna! Have we lost touch?
Awa, tseba gore mmusho o beile seroto magomo go beng mešomo go lefelela bašomi le babereki. Molawana wa mogolo wa bašomi wa National Minimum Wage Act 09 o thomile go šoma ka 2018 mo nageng, mme o gapeletša beng mošomo ka moka go lefa bašomi le babereki mogolo wa o itekanetšego goba wa go itekanela. Go tlogela mola ngwaga o supologago, mogolo wa babereki go bola bašomi ba ka gae, ba diplaseng le ba dithogwa ke 27.58 ka iri. Mogolo wa maleba wa bašomi ba EPWP ke 15.16 ka iri. Ge e le gore mong mošomo wago ga go patele mogolo wa tekanelo goba wo o feletšego, tlhe e kgokaganye goba o ikopanye le inspector ya tša bašomi diofising tša labour ya kgauswi le wena. Kgoro ya merero ya mešomo e šomela wena.
All right, send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear from you. Muruti Muraka, Zachen Yeshurun.
Sir. Yes, my brother. the whole notion of the Messiah being the first one amongst many that would follow is indicative of God's plan. You'd have heard his plan of saving human beings out of the aged, the first human race which has been judged and condemned to destruction. And he, by becoming one of us and yet walking in the Spirit, he being one of us and yet walking in the Spirit, became a life-giving Spirit. This we find in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where the word of God says in verse 45, and so it is written, the first human being, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the soulish, and thereafter the spiritual. Now, we notice that he had to die, although he was not guilty. He had to die so as to make a way for those who are trapped in the first human being, who is destined to destruction, could come through the door, him being the door, and come into the second human being. And those who are following him into being the second human being are taking on his image, like it is said there, that in verse 49, and as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we also shall bear the image of the heavenly man. Why? Because the first human being was of the earth, in verse 47, of dust. The second human being is the Lord from heaven, the Messiah. Now, we got to come into the Messiah, into Christ, the same way you said in Romans chapter 8, where it is said that in verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his prepositioning. But verse 29, which you read, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. You see, when he resurrected out of the defunct, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20, it says he became the first fruit of those that were sleeping. Meaning, he is the beginning of the second human race. And if we believe in him, if we love the Father so much as to obey Yeshua HaMashiach, as I read in Hebrews chapter 5, from verse 8, I believe, that we should obey him. When we do that, we are being conformed to the image of his son. We are being conformed to the image of the Messiah. We stop or we deviate from being conformed to this image when we start to accentuate the things of the flesh, the things of this world, rather than the things of the spirit. For he became a Messiah, anointed by the spirit, and he walked by the spirit, and to him the spirit was given without measure. To us the spirit is given by measure. However, we must walk the same way that he walked. And if we walk that way, then we maintain a growth, a progressing and advancing in this conformation to his image.
I hear you quite well, Muruti. Thank you so much. I hear you quite well, sir. And you can send us WhatsApps, 0826572729.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Let's listen to Lejoane.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
I need to hear from you.
To be Christ-like is obvious, straightforward.
Obvious.
Be like Christ, simply meaning study Jesus Christ. There's this notion and a saying that says, what would Christ do in this situation? You understand? So now, you when you are Christ-like, on a daily basis,
yeah,
when people wrong you, you think, what would Christ do? Or what did Christ say about this? Oh, he forgave. I must forgive. You understand? When you see the poor and you've got the means, what did Christ do? Oh, he fed. You understand? That it's all about studying Christ in the Bible, how he walked, and walk like him. You know, Paul himself says that he looks after Jesus Christ, you know, and people can safely look at him as an example as well, you know, because he also looks at Jesus Christ. So it's all that Jesus did. You know, now coming to this issue which you have raised, my pastor, of the pastor who called his board and, you know, cut them off and all that. You know, that happens when you don't have options of making money and you think that the church is an easy target of how you can make money. That's how many, that's what many people do. You know, it's easy to start a church. You can say whatever and people will follow you. But real church, a real church is supposed to be a church that is holding the baton, that is from the patristic church, the apostolic church. If you don't identify with them, what how they did things, what they believe, the doctrines and stuff, you are playing games. You are playing games. I mean, all the denomination, the problem is that people want to have authority and they haven't exercised authority. Now, in church, they can have the opportunity to do that. People want money. Now, in church, they can have an opportunity to do that because they are not learned. You know, they did not go to school. So you start a church, even not, even if you did not go to school, it's fine, you know. But we know that the apostles were taught by Jesus Christ before he could entrust them with going out there and establishing churches on his behalf. And it was not their churches. It is God's church. So there's no such a thing as, I'm going to start my church. What is supposed to happen is people are supposed to study their scriptures and look for a church of God that exists today. Because it has its characteristics. Not this thing of, oh, I prefer this church, I prefer that. No, no, there's no such a thing. God has one church, one baptism, one faith, and one Lord, you know. And if people are not going to start their own thing, and no, there can't be such a thing. I'm sorry.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much. And he says, being Christ-like, it's obvious, simple. Be like Christ. Look at what he had done. Look at what he would be doing as you face each and every situation of your life there. It calls for serious discipleship there, I tell you. Indeed, send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729, and tell us how you feel about this. Are we losing touch with being Christ-like these days?
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
All right, and perhaps at times we need to call on him like this when we see that we are going astray. In a bit, send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729, just for a minute.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You
and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.